Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 66 today, verses 13 through 20. Psalm 66, verses 13 through 20. The psalmist continues on and says, I'll come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. I come and hear, all you who fear God. I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. Now if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. What we're going to deal with today in this section and get our challenge from is simply this. God hears the prayers of those whose hearts are right towards him. That's what we're going to look at. I'm going to show you many other passages that illustrate this truth here. God hears the prayers of those whose hearts are right toward him. And by the way, those whose hearts are right toward him are the one who keep their vows to God. Look at what he says here in verse 13. I'll come before your house with burnt offerings. I'll perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals and so on. And so what he says is this, I'm going to do what I said. And that is a heart that's right before God, a heart that is honest and true. God already knows what our hearts are. We can say one thing with our mouths, but our hearts feel a different way. God responds to the prayers of those whose hearts are right before God. Listen to what it says in Psalm 34, verse 15 through 18. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are toward their cry. Now the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So again, here we see that God responds to the prayers of the righteous. Now, that doesn't mean people that are perfect. No, what that means is that those whose hearts are right with God. How are we righteous? We're made righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. We're made righteous through repentance and honesty and confession and saying, Lord, I haven't done what I was supposed to do. I'm a sinner. I've got this flesh problem within me. But my heart's desire is to be right with you. And I acknowledge my sin. I will keep what I've said. And I will do in my actions what's really going on in my heart. Now, when my heart's toward you, you consider me righteous. That's what David said in Psalm 51. Listen to verses 16 and 17. It says, he said, for you will not delight in sacrifice, or I'd give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. So what God's looking for is someone whose heart lines up with their mouth. That's what he's looking for. Now, if you look through the Psalms, you'll see that the psalmist Asaph in chapter 73 of Psalm, he had an issue with God and he was mad at God. He was watching all the wicked prosper and the righteous people go through suffering and he didn't think it was right or fair. And he started to have a bad heart toward God. And then he goes on and he says this in verse 21. He says, when my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. In verses 21 and 22. In other words, he said, when I was upset with you, my heart wasn't right towards you. I was like an animal towards you. In other words, animals don't have the ability to have a connection in relation with God. Humans have been given body, soul, and spirit to be able to connect with God. Animals have a body and a soul. They have a personality and a will, but they don't have the spiritual connection that humans have. Listen to Psalm 66, verse 18 from our passage from today. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to my prayer. This is what today's challenge is, simply this. God hears the prayers of those whose hearts are right toward him, and those who are right toward him keep their vows to God. In other words, they do what they say. Their heart is lined up with their mouth. God doesn't want perfection. He wants honest, sincere brokenness. That's what he won't despise. So be willing today to say, Lord, here's how I really feel. God says, that's what I want to hear. I already know how you feel. I know you more than you know yourself. Don't just honor me with your lips, but have your heart be far from me. Honor me by having your heart and your mouth line up. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.